May I call upon English-speaking countries, particularly the guardian of King's English, United Kingdom, please. United Kingdom, please. Oh. Yeah.
Sorry, we just moved forward to create more space. Looking at the two proposals. We agree with Singapore that the revised drafting of section 1.1 in part 2 in English would be a little clumsy, but if the Commission wished to meet the spirit of the Brazilian suggestion, we could say in that phrase, employ an approach to risk, to food safety that is based on risk and that addresses the entire food chain.
Thank you, United Kingdom. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, I become always very nervous. This will not work. But I can understand the issue and why Brazil is so concerned. Once again, we try to capture a certain spirit in what way we wish to move Commission. But in that sense, it is not, this. So to say, the spirit caught, but the words flying free. And this particular item relates, I guess, to a discussion raised a few years ago by New Zealand on this particular matter. Maybe as a compromise that we do not change the text as it is, but maybe that in the report of the Commission we make a statement that this wording here will not preempt or prejudge a later discussion on this matter. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I believe that our proposal was in order to be in line with a language already approved by Codex and by...
Sorry, Brazil's comments are not coming through. There's a problem with the microphone.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, based on risk is approved, agreed language. And it's very important that it is agreed for all the implications it may have. And the other expression is not agreed. Risk-based. So we believe we are, with more clarity, we are on a safer ground if we use in our codex strategy this expression. It's not a very large and heavy change, but it would bring clarity and transparency to our work. I believe that in page 29, in paragraph 6.1, as you read, the sentence remains perfectly clear, and maybe the suggestion made by the United Kingdom in Goal 1, Activity 1.1, also covers the concerns with... the clarity and the rhythm of the language and the sequence of the phrase. So I would ask your indulgence, Mr. Chairman, to, if the Commission agrees, to make this language change. It's, I repeat, agreed language and recommended by CCFIX. So we are on firm ground here to use based on risk on both circumstances in our strategic planning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brazil. Chile, I take it that you will support Brazil. Chile, please.
No, señor presidente.
On a different subject? Please, I had said that I had closed the list. We have really to wrap up now. There's one single issue we have to flash, and that is this particular one. I ask for indulgence, but will not give you the floor on this subject for the second time. Thank you. Chile. Then, Mr. Secretary, will you repeat the proposed changes in paragraph 6, first bullet point, English version? Mr. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The proposal currently on the table is to amend the second sentence of the first bullet under paragraph 6 as follows, and this only in English. In strengthening the strategic focus of the CAC in the development of standards and related texts based on risk and performance for broad application across a range of commodities. And the rest of the sentence goes on.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Ladies and gentlemen, I would propose that we accept that language in the English version. And may I then go to the delegate for the United Kingdom to repeat again, hopefully your microphone is working, what language you would propose under 1.1. United Kingdom, please.
Thank you. Yes, under 1.1, we would propose the language as follows. Employ an approach to food safety that is based on risk and that addresses the entire food chain.
Thank you, United Kingdom. That sounds quite straightforward. Can we accept that amendment in the English text? Does that satisfy Brazil? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Then, Australia, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Look, I just wanted to hold our comments until we'd adopted the strategic plan because they're of a more general nature. So is it appropriate to talk now or...
Please wait a moment. I really wish to get this text adopted, and as I said, then I will come back to a few paragraphs, so then we can have some few general... So I will come back to you a little bit later. Thank you. Australia. Then finally, ladies and gentlemen, because I guess that we can now move to the final stage. Yes, we adopt this text as amended following the intervention of Brazil. I also... Personally, I'm responsive to the suggestion made some time ago by New Zealand when we had decided to delete 2.6 in part 2 and also the consequential changes to insert a text basically calling upon FAO and WHO to assist countries in implementing these principles. I don't want to go in a drafting stage now, but as I can see the point is this request, this the idea to ask FAO and WHO through their technical cooperation to assist countries to implement. If we can see this as an editorial amendment, then I'm very happy to work with New Zealand and with the Codex Secretariat to prepare a text, and you will see it at the time of the adoption of the report. I ask the Secretariat whether this is too creative or whether this is a move forward, because I guess that everybody will support the idea that, and that is not in, has no impact on the very meaning. Is this a way forward or do you have hesitation? Okay. This was too creative. What is proposed by Mr. Miyakishima is that we basically accept the text, but that we have a additional text in English in a limp paper for your consideration later in the afternoon, and so that we then really can adopt the strategic plan with this single paragraph. So I would propose that way, but that at this stage we can accept the strategic plan as it is written, with the amendments proposed by Brazil in the English version and with the deletion of 2.6. And I hope that is acceptable to the Commission. Ladies and gentlemen, did ask more time than I had expected. Mexico pointed to a few general comments. Australia, maybe Australia, this is an appropriate time to share with us your general observations, please. Australia.
Thank you, Chair. Australia is very pleased that the plan has been adopted and congratulates all those regions and member countries involved. In our view, the plan gives the Commission a very clear strategic direction and particularly the prioritisation of work, in our view, is critical. I guess now that the plan has been approved, we believe there's an opportunity for Codex to go one step further now and use this plan as the basis of developing more specific business plans for its activities. The current strategic plan does include some of that information about the detail of how these strategic priorities will be implemented, but in our view, we believe it's appropriate to try and tie this with future funding bids that Codex makes to its parent organisations. In this context, we believe the strategic plan is a good basis for two-year business plans to be developed, and that would then form the basis of funding requests. This approach, in our view, is good modern business practice, and it goes to the heart of the suggestions that Australia made in the discussions on budgetary and finance matters, that that in the context of funding requests, that business cases need to be presented. We understand this is an approach that the IPPC uses to good effect, and so it is not without precedent. So, in short, we believe that it's probably, in fact, it is too late for such an approach to be used for the 2008-2009 biennium funding, but we believe it would be useful for Codex to give consideration to that approach in the context of the 2010-2011 biennium funding. And perhaps it's an issue that the Codex Executive Committee and the Secretariat could give consideration to in due course. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Delegate of Australia, for supporting the spirit of the strategic plan, but also thank you very much for your very interesting observations regarding the elaboration of a business plan. At this point in time, I would propose that as Commission, we take note of this comment and that we refer the matter for further consideration to the next meeting of the Executive Committee in December. Ladies and gentlemen, then, with your indulgence, I would like to draw to your attention to paragraphs 80 and 81 in the report of the Executive Committee. As said, when we discussed this in the Executive Committee, we had an intercession group and we had a lengthy discussion on concerns expressed particularly within the Coordinating Committee for Latin America and the Caribbean on pesticide residues. And I will not go into detail, but you will find it, I guess, in Elinorm 07-39B, yes, there it is, in the English version on page 5. There you see an extract of the report of that committee with a number of critical observations regarding the CCPR, the JPR, and the process of MRL setting. At this point in time, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to reopen the debate we had Monday afternoon when we discussed the risk analysis principles of the JMPR and the CCPR, nor I will open a debate on the issue which is hidden anywhere later on our agenda, a referral from the CCPR. But we had a lengthy discussion, and I guess a good discussion, on these concerns expressed by the CCLAC. we decided that there was no need to change the strategic plan to cover a number of these issues. We thought that the strategic plan provides sufficient opportunity to do that, also in the light of the current procedures of CCPR, JNPR. But we also noted, and I draw your attention specifically to paragraph 80, and I will quote, "The committee noted that the concerns expressed in relation to this proposal were related, among others, to lack of capacity to generate scientific data in developing countries, and that some of these concerns might be best be addressed outside CODEX, for instance through international FAO WHO workshops on pesticide residues." And then in paragraph 81, the representative of FAO drew the attention of the committee to a recently held expert meeting on the subject in Belgrade. So what I would propose is that you take note of these two paragraphs, and that given the concerns expressed in the Coordinating Committee for Latin America and the Caribbean on pesticide residues, but my understanding is that might be also applicable to other developing countries, that we take note of what has been discussed in the Executive Committee, that we acknowledge the work undertaken by CCPR and JNPR to expedite the work over the last several years, but that we request them to keep these procedures under review with the view to further expedite the work, to continue to take into due consideration the needs of developing countries in elaborating MRLs for pesticide residues, and following paragraph 80, that we request or recommend FAO and WHO to organize tailor-made, action-oriented workshops on pesticide residues with stakeholders from both the developing and the developed world, governments, chemical industry, the manufacturers of pesticides, farmer and grower organizations, with a view to, first of all, to get a better understanding of the processes in CCPR and JNPR, but also a better view of the concerns of developing countries, and with the purpose to explore possible solutions to alleviate or to mitigate the concerns of the developing countries, as we do believe that these can be better addressed outside CODEX than inside CODEX. Maybe before I ask your observations, I take it that the representative of FAO wishes to share his views. Mr. Bouti, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The issue of pesticide residues in food and the development of the capacity of member countries of the Codex Alimentaire Commission to deal with this subject, both from the scientific advice, that is participation, better participation from the developing countries and the countries of the CCLAC in particular in this case, in the work of the expert body that deals with this matter, and that is the JEM, the Joint Meeting on Pesticide Residues, JNPR, is of course important, but also the capacity to generate data for consideration by this committee, and also to deal with the control and monitoring of pesticides in the food supply in other countries. So it's a large and quite a an important undertaking. FAO has been, together with jointly with WHO, on most cases, have been very responsive to requests that we have received in the past when we have held a number of these workshops and seminars, training courses on related to pesticide residues. In particular, the training course, the regular training course that we hold at Cybersdorf which attached our joint division together with IAEA, FOIH. There is a regular training course that is held on pesticide residues every year. But still, I think the need is much greater than this. FAO, of course, take good note of this request and will definitely try to respond to this request, of course, depending on the resources that would be made available to it to implement it. But it is something that we consider very highly, and we would like to do our best to respond to our members' needs in this field. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Boutrieff, for this information and the willingness to consider this request from Codex. Ladies and gentlemen, for sake of time, I would like to limit the discussion to the extent possible, but I see the flag from Argentina, and I hope that she will be very grateful for our efforts. But let's listen to her.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Just like we said during the discussion on the strategic plan, some of the ideas that you've outlined could prove a way forward to finding a solution. As we've said before, we believe that the issue is really far more complex than this. Obviously, we are in favor of having an international conference or another similar such forum that might come up with recommendations. At the time, the expert group did this that was mandated to provide scientific advice to the Codex. We were very interested in what you said relating to the possibility of finding alternative mechanisms for data provision. We do need to explore this possible avenue. Because if we don't have MRLs for pesticides or for veterinary considerations, etc., has a real impact on developing countries. But it could also endanger the very scientific basics of Codex. There's only 30-something percent of products on the market, such as pesticides, that have and apply Codex limits. So we do need to make sure that all of this work is up to speed. So Argentina very much welcomes any idea that is put forward with a view to having an international conference or a seminar, bringing together all the interested parties so that these matters can be discussed. And we would turn to FAO and WHO and urge them to consider holding such a meeting. Let me repeat, this is a meeting that needs to have an in-depth discussion of these issues so that we can have recommendations that Codex members can comply with in future. Thank you very much, Chairman.
Thank you, Argentina. I take your intervention as basically supporting what I laid out to continue the issue both in the context of Codex as well as through international workshops, as just explained, and I hope that the Commission can concur with the two proposals I just have made, and I sincerely wish to close the discussion on this particular agenda item. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, 30 minutes before lunch, so I would propose that we move on quickly, but it is clear that we will not be able to finalize agenda item 12 before the lunch break. We start with, in fact, the next cluster of items on our agenda, policy and general matters. And the first item is agenda item 12, the implementation of the joint FAO-WSO evaluation of the Codex Alimentarius and other FAO and WSO work on food standards. That evaluation took place in 5 years ago. And first of all, we should look into Alienorm 07/30/9C, part 1, which is the general implementation status. And I very much would like to ask our Codex Secretary to introduce briefly this document to the Commission. Mr. Miyakishima, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will therefore introduce only one document, which is part 1 of document Alienorm 07/30/9C. This document has been regularly prepared and presented to the past sessions of the Executive Committee and the Commission. As the outcome of the joint FAO evaluation of the Codex Alimentarius and other FAO WHO work on food standards, there were a number of recommendations that were considered by the Codex Commission. To some recommendations, the Commission said no need for implementation. For instance, there was a recommendation to make the Codex elaboration procedure to a 5-step process instead of 8-step process, but the Commission wanted to retain the current elaboration procedure. So only those recommendations that have been agreed to by the Commission were turned into the concrete actions that are 38 proposals, and this document is meant to keep track of the progress made on each of the 38 proposals. And as you have seen, you see on this table 1 of the document, most of the proposals have been already implemented, actions taken, and now there is no need to take new actions on those items. There are few exceptions for which the status is marked as ongoing. One of such items is proposal number 19, use of facilitators. This matter has been considered by the Committee on General Principles as well as the Commission itself. Another issue, or the other issue, is the co-chairmanship, proposal 32. These two items are now ongoing in the sense that the Commission and its Commission invited its subsidiary bodies to try out these arrangements and see and evaluate how efficient these measures are to increase inclusiveness of the membership in the work of the Commission and in increasing the participation, but also to accelerate the consensus building process. So these are marked as ongoing, and if I can come back to the proposal number 12, this issue has been addressed by implementing on an experimental basis the audio recording of the sessions of the Executive Committee and posting the audio record to the website. And the audio recording seems to be one of the most popular web page on the FAO website and one of the best visited pages, and that might speak for itself. So, Mr. Chairman, the Commission may wish to take note of this progress And now table number two set out some additional actions that have become necessary in conjunction with the aforementioned the proposals. There are three ongoing issues. However, the present session earlier this week already addressed item number two and number three. So all the items that are set on this table have been implemented. So the Commission may wish to note that in principle, the implementation of the recommendations arising from the joint FAO-WHO evaluation is now complete, and the Commission is now fully incapacitated to make use of the new structure, its new skin, and its new working mechanism to efficiently develop international standards for a decade to come. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, for introducing this document to the Commission. Ladies and gentlemen, indeed, it is monitoring the implementation status. And in fact, we 5 years after the evaluation, the conclusion is that most recommendations coming from that evaluation has been implemented. That, I guess, was a clear message from our secretary. And I guess at this point in time, it is appropriate to acknowledge the tremendous work undertaken by particularly the Codex Committee on General Principles and the work done by France. I guess we should acknowledge this, and maybe it is also good to have this briefly reflected in the report. Great work, but you are off the hook next year, and so that should also be acknowledged. Also, I love to be in Paris in April. So, ladies and gentlemen, yes, this is a document where we monitor the implementation. Many things have been set in motion, but, and that is, I guess, what we certainly will discuss under 12b, that it is now the challenge to implement it, and certainly I will come back that on 12b, that there's an ongoing need to implement, to gain experience, how to do it, with a view to further focus the working codex, to expedite the working codex, to move the mission further, to remain the preeminent international organization on food standard setting. So please make a distinction between the monitoring of the implementation status and the steps that has to be taken to implement it. Are there any views at this particular stage, or can we say yes, good work done over the last 5 years, work more or less completed, except the review of the Codex committees? I saw that was also a recommendation coming from the evaluation that is on our next item. Are there questions? I see the delegate of Cameroon, please.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. And we have to recognize that a large amount of work has been undertaken since the evaluation. But let me come back to proposal number 12. In as much as I like to listen myself on the audio recording and listen myself speaking, I wish to also to say here that we, the CCGP, has done a lot of work to implement this recommendation. But you, as it is mentioned, the audio recording was done on an experimental basis. That has been going on now for about 2 to 3 years. And my question now is, what next after the experimental basis? Thank you.
Thank you, Delegate of Cameroon. maybe that, let's proceed as follows, that we take a few observations from the floor and then see whether I can ask the Codex Secretary to respond on them. I see the flag of Canada, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Indeed, I think both the Commission and the General Principles Committee are to be congratulated for the work that has been done and a significant amount of work that has been undertaken by the Secretariat in moving us forward. Given that one of the primary objectives of the evaluation was to enhance the effectiveness and efficiency of the Codex standard-setting process, as you have pointed out, it's important to continue to evaluate the effectiveness of the steps that have been undertaken and the steps that will be undertaken through the implementation. So as we develop the implementation plans, we may want to also consider means to verify that these implementation plans are actually achieving or contributing to the desired outcome and whether additional action is required. So as you have pointed out, all of these recommendations have now been addressed. There is still a lot of implementation to be done, and we do anticipate that we'll be continuing to discuss this in the future as that implementation takes effect.
Thank you, Canada, for these observations, which I basically share. Portugal, please, speaking, I guess, on behalf of the members of the community.
Yes, Mr. President, Portugal, on behalf of the 26 members of the European Committee, I clearly appreciate the work that has been carried out until now on the implementation of the proposals endorsed by the 26th session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, reflected in the tables 1 and 2 of the document. The member states of the European Committee are the opinion that following directions for improvement should be pursued, strengthened the advisory role of the Executive Committee in keeping the Codex work tailored to the needs of its members, strengthened the resource of the Codex Secretariat to provide to the Executive Committee with strategic proposals based on the two routes analysis, and continue modernizing the procedural manual with the assistance of the CCGP. In particular, the relations between the committee committees and the general committees are described in the procedural manual, but few guidance is given for the relations between the general committees. Consistency in the guidance would strengthen the management of the Codex. Mr. President, the Member States and of the European Committee wish to stress once again the importance of the measures indeed to facilitate participation of the developing countries and especially the holding of the Codex sessions in developing countries that contribute to the involvement of the regions where Codex sessions are held. The hosting of the Codex Committee and the co-chairmanship carried out in the recent past have proved to be very useful in order to develop capacity building in the area of the Codex and food safety. The Member States of the European Community believe that consideration should be given to the development of the guidelines for the co-chairmanship now that some experience has been gained in that field. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Delegate of Portugal, speaking on behalf of the members of the European Community for your observations. I see no other flags than Chile, please.
Gracias.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We I would like to take the floor at this late stage, and I don't want to take too much time. As a delegation, we are concerned by what was Canada said with regard to monitoring. And we would like to congratulate the Secretariat because substantive progresses were made on very relevant issues. However, there are some issues where work is still required. that haven't been tackled. The issue of consensus, the definition of consensus. Point 34. We've seen that we've had some problems with regard to the functioning of this, including within this commission. Mr. Chairman, there's also the resources of promoters in order to facilitate consensus. We need to work more on this. And point 17, time-bound decision-making. With regards to the strategic plan, well, there's the issue of standards not lasting certain amount of time. We need to focus on that. Another important point is monitoring and the establishment of working groups with a physical presence. This has been raised, but it's not actually happening. And then with regard to acceptable level of protection, this is something that should continue with monitoring. There are major measures of importance which are not necessarily mentioned in this respect, that is with regard to monitoring. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chile, for the observations. We will take note of them. I saw the flag of Colombia, please. Colombia.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to refer to one of the points mentioned by Chile. And fortunately, I attended the two previous meetings of the General Principles Committee where there was a discussion, a rather timid discussion, on the issue of determination of consensus. And I also endorse what was said and the criticism levelled on Monday with regard to how consensus has been handled at this session of the Commission. And I think these details cannot go unnoticed by the Commission. When several countries have expressed criticism with regard to the handling of this, and it's not defined consensus, I would like to emphasize the fact that we should have dealt with this at the next meeting of the Committee on General Principles in 2009, because it's something which needs to be established very clearly. I know the previous two committee meetings, it was mentioned, but it wasn't studied in depth, so I have a reservation with regard to the achievement on this point in terms of its application. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Delegation of Colombia. Oh, yes. Thank you. Delegation of Jordan, please.
Shukran, Sayyid Rais.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jordan wishes to thank the Secretariat and the Committee on General Principles for their contributions to the monitoring of the different proposals resulting from the joint evaluation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Delegate of Jordan. If there are no further flags, then I would like to ask the Deputy Secretary to briefly comment on a few interventions, and particularly also, I guess, on the audio recording.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When we started to audio record the proceedings of the Executive Committee, we have extensively consulted the legal services of FAO and WHO, because there have not been UN bodies meeting and operating in the way the Codex Commission operates, and that had a similar arrangement. Therefore, from legal perspective, it was necessary to ensure that it would not set a precedence that would negatively impact on the work being undertaken elsewhere in the United Nations system. After these extensive consultations with the legal offices of FAO and WHO, the management of FAO and WHO has given a green light to start this practice on an experimental basis. And as I mentioned earlier, the outcome of this experiment seems to be a very positive, very positive one. Because it is being done on an experimental basis for the past couple of years, the next step, as suggested by the Cameroon, is to turn its experimental status into an ongoing status. And if it is the wish of the Commission, we would certainly convey this message to the management of FAONWHO and seek their approval to make this arrangement an ongoing arrangement. So this would be my first reply to the question raised from the delegation of Cameroon. In relation to the issue of consensus, either its definition or its handling, the matter is not yet closed, and the CCGP at its last session had an extensive discussion on this matter on the basis of a discussion paper prepared by India. And you will all know that later this week, or even today, when we touch on item 13, matters referred, or matters arising from Codex committees and task forces, this matter will be discussed by the Commission to address the reference or referral from the Committee on General Principles. So it is not lost in the Codex system, in a big black box, but it is sitting on the agenda of the present session of the Commission. As regards the need for continue to monitor the progress, of course, if the Commission so wishes, the Secretariat will be happy to continue to prepare the same document for the forthcoming session of the Executive Committee and from the Commission. In regard to more in-depth review of the efficiencies of the current arrangement, that might warrant a fresh new review, probably done by jointly, FAO and WHO jointly. If FAO and WHO see such a need in the future, and in this context, I'd like to refer to two things. One is the strategic plan that was just adopted a few minutes ago, and goal 3 reads strengthening of Codex work management capabilities. And there are various activities listed under goal 3, and the implementations of these activities will correspond to the wish to monitor closely the performance of the Commission in the years to come. And finally, Mr. Chairman, probably in this afternoon, the Commission will touch on the item 12B, which would consist of the examination of 11 proposals. And one of the proposals, Proposal 7, mentions the possibility or desirability of revisiting the Codex subsidiary body structure after 2011. So this is sort of reminder that we should not forget this mostly important issue that will be discussed this afternoon and revisit better in some years. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary, for providing some comments on interventions just made. Quite helpful. Ladies and gentlemen, we already heard a few occasions that under 12B, we have a number of very concrete proposals to move the work further. So in that regard, I guess now shortly before lunch break that I think it is time now to wrap up the discussion, quite useful. And let me briefly summarize that the Commission noted the status of implementation, and that in fact we noted that by and large the recommendations from the evaluation that took place in 2002 have been implemented, being it that a number of issues are ongoing, and that a particular one, the review of the Codex Committee structure and mandates, is still on our plate, but that by and large the recommendations has been implemented, and that the matter is now indeed to further implement it and bring these measures into life, that indeed, apart from the changes we have made in the procedural manual, provided much more room to operate in a very effective and flexible way, but we have now to find ways to implement it, and that we certainly will discuss under 12b, that we thank once again the Common Sense, the General Principles Committee, the Executive Committee, and the Commission for 5 years of extremely good work, and also in this point in time that we thank EFIO and WSO for their support, that they undertook this independent review 5 years ago, and that of course we call upon them to give high priority to the work of Codex, including the adequate funding as we discussed earlier this morning. With this, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to close this part of the agenda. I take it that you by and large can concur with my conclusions. Before moving to 12b, and before we go to our lunch, I take it that the Secretary has a few announcements to be made. Mr. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would also like to remind the Commission that we left one point open from Agenda Item 11, the alternative text to replace the deleted activity in the strategic plan. And I hope that the Chairman will propose a time frame, time in this afternoon to come back to that issue. The first announcement is addressed to all participants present in this room and on the support of Codex Trust Fund. Those participants that received their per diem in the form of travel checks can cash those checks at any bank, and not just the bank located within on the premises of FAO. So this is a word of assurance given by the Secretariat of the Codex Trust Fund. You can cash the travel checks you received in any bank. Secondly, there will be a meeting of the countries belonging to African region tomorrow morning at 8:30. The meeting will be held in Ethiopia room on the second floor of Building C. This meeting of countries of African region is being convened by the delegation of Morocco in their capacity as coordinator for the region. Finally, Mr. Chairman, the nomination for the vice chairmanship was closed half an hour ago, and in my hands there are 5 nominations contain the names of a total of 3 candidates, the number equal to the number of offices. Let me read out the names of the candidates. Dr. Karen Halbach from the United States of America. Dr. Wim van Eck from the Netherlands. and Ms. Noraini Mohamed Othman from Malaysia. Since the number of candidates is equal to the number of offices to fill, there is no need to hold elections, and I suggest that the Commission confirms by acclamation the appointment of three vice chairpersons who will serve from the end of this Commission session until the end of the next regular session of the Commission. Since there are no elections tonight, if the Commission so agrees, the Secretariat wishes to propose that we anticipate the election process for the members of the Executive Committee elected on a geographic basis so that the nomination period opens right now and closes tomorrow at noon sharp instead of 14:30, closing noon sharp tomorrow if there is no opposition to this change of the timetable.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And before we break, ladies and gentlemen, another one. Mr. Secretary, please.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. The nomination forms are available from myself at the top table. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Yes, before we break, ladies and gentlemen, I take it that I also will speak also on behalf of Vice Chairperson Karen and Vice Chairperson Noraini, that we very much would like to thank you for your support, and that we are most happy to continue to serve the Codex Alimentarius Commission. Thank you very much for your support. We break now for lunch, and we are here back at 2:30 sharp.